Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's another tequila sunrise. Staring slowly.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 1043 The Fan. Let's go right to the phones. Joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Rebecca Farrell. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
You know, I'm doing okay. It's a beautiful day, and we might get some weather. I'm sure that a lot of people are getting out, as they have been on a regular basis. And I think fatigue has set in with a lot of people as far as being cooped up. And you made a comment to me that I thought hit it right on the head, that a lot of people are acting maybe not the way they would act normally, but these aren't normal times.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, we've been lucky that we've been able to keep our state parks open during this whole pandemic time. And not all of our neighboring states or other states across the country can say that. And so we've gotten a bit of a head start of understanding sort of what the crowds can look like. We've had summer level visitation throughout this last couple of months, which is very unusual for us. But it does give us a little bit of insight. And we see kind of that stir craziness. And we know people have cabin fever and are looking to get out. And maybe if they've been, you know, following the rules and staying inside for the bulk of this time, they're even more anxious than usual. So, you know, it's our hope that people kind of take consideration of what this weekend is all about, and remembering people who put themselves, put others above themselves, really, and made sacrifices to ensure that the country was safe and that their communities were safe, and to kind of carry that spirit over this weekend.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And a couple of things, you know, we talked about people wanting to get out, people getting out. I think it's the whole COVID thing has been very politicized, and I don't want to take sides in it. It's just that it hasn't always been what's common sense, what's the best. And so there's been mixed messages that have come out. Now, as far as parks and wildlife go, you're a state agency, and you're mandated to follow the guidelines the governor has set for you as far as what can go on in parks. And so have some of the other entities, other types of parks. And I think the first one I'd like to just talk about, and because we don't want more of this type of thing to happen. And the elephant in the room is kind of what happened when we saw, of course, Boulder Creek, but then Cherry Creek and the swim beaches, when people in their, you know, just exuberance to get out, to socialize, to enjoy the sun, really went overboard and left you guys with no choice but to close the swim beaches.
Well, you know, you're right. And again, it's a lot of people also have the notion that, you know, kind of getting outdoors sort of negates the need to keep being diligent. And that's just not true. We still need people to maintain that social distancing. The designated swim beaches in all of our parks don't open until this weekend. And so that area technically was not open. So there's been a lot of discussion of closing. It's remaining closed. We had to clear people off of that area. And that was unfortunate because we all have that responsibility to our fellow park visitors, our communities. We are bound by the state rules, of course, and Safer at Home is still in play. And that, you know, safer at home didn't mean that sort of, you know, all bets were off. And so, you know, we still need people to be responsible for themselves and their fellow visitors. And you know, when people can't do that, and again, we talked a little bit about the stir craziness, but if we find that a situation, whether it's, you know, severe overcrowding, unsafe behavior, people really congregating in areas that are open, but we don't need that congregation, you know, we have the duty and the responsibility to kind of close those areas down. And we don't want that. Our goal is not to minimize what people can do or where people can go, because that truly goes against sort of the COVID-19 rules, is that we want people to spread out. We want to give them more opportunities to kind of space out and still be able to get that outdoor goodwill and good feeling. But you know, if it comes down to it, we will be following those state regulations and we will close things down if they do overcrowd.
Well, and you know, this isn't just a Colorado issue. I mean, some states have closed their waters to fishing and boating. They won't have their boat landings open. A lot of the oceanside states have closed their beaches. It's going on across the country. we're seeing, you know, there's no youth sports. You can't go to a movie and you can't even go out for dinner, and people want to get out. And you and I, our careers are based on getting people in the outdoors and then helping them have a good time when they're there. And but there's been an inrush of people going outdoors faster than any of us expected. And so as resources become open, we want to make them available. We want people to act right. But there's other reasons you close resources also, isn't there?
Absolutely. And, you know, we're glad to be able to kind of get folks out on trails. You know, we do have boating available all across the state. Camping is now, for the most part, open here in Colorado. And so there's lots of opportunities and things for people to do. But what we do want people to recognize is that when we have closures, they are in place for a reason. And so aside from the pandemic and not even taking that into consideration, spring is a really busy time for wildlife in the state of Colorado. And so you've got elk calving happening. And so some of our Forest Service partner trails are closed down in those areas because we do have elk calving and we want to protect our wildlife. Several of our parks have raptor nesting. So we have trails that are closed so that those raptors and their babies can do well here in the spring and return year after year so that people who enjoy wildlife watching and bird watching have that opportunity in the future. And so if an area is closed, it's truly either for human safety or wildlife safety, or even just the safety of the resource if something's been over-traveled. And so we really need people to respect those closures because there's so much going on a seasonal and wildlife basis as well.
You know, one of the things about the raptors, I really like it when they do well, because they come and eat the rabbits in my yard that destroy my lawn.
So, it's such a big circle of life, Terry.
It is, you know, and I don't want to sound crass about that. It's we're all part of the food chain, depending on where we are at the time and who else is there, right? But I'm fortunate. We have we get several hawks, an owl, a bald eagle. We even had a turkey vulture, and even crows and ravens. I've seen them taking mice and stuff, and I'm always in awe of nature and what goes on, you know, and people get out there right now, they can enjoy that, you know, just watching bird watching and wildlife watching and wildflower watching. We had Wildflower Week, I think, just recently, that getting out and doing those, and there are places to spread out and do that. And I think the best advice is if you get to a place and it's crowded and the parking lot's nearly full, maybe you should go at a different time or go to a different place. I know that sounds a little harsh, but that's kind of what we have to do, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, we're so fortunate that whether you are near, you know, a local open space, whether you're coming to a state park with all of our Forest Service lands and open spaces here in Colorado, there are so many places to go. And so you might have a favorite popular trailhead, but yeah, if you show up and it's really busy, you know, look for something else that's maybe a little bit more off the beaten path or something that will allow you to kind of space out and spread out. And we've got resources. You know, we have our CoTrax app. I've heard you talk about it on your show before. It's amazing. And we're working with all of our local and federal partners to make sure that they're keeping their trail system postings up to date on that. So you can kind of see where, you know, if there might be closures, there might be parking lot closures because it's crowded. Know before you go and kind of find a new place to spread out and maybe find a new place to hike.
Yeah, the CoTrax app is really good. And all you have to do is just, it's free, right? And I believe it tries to connect virtually all the trails in the state.
It does. It's got, I think, almost 40,000 miles of trails on it now. And it is free. And you can put it on your Android or your Apple phone. So you can go to your app stores and download it. It's just CoTrex. Look for that. Super easy to use. It will kind of triangulate on where you are, but you can move around to other areas in the state. There are notes on each trailhead, so it's a fantastic opportunity to kind of see what else you might be able to do and hopefully a little bit closer to home.
Well, and there's tons of resources on Colorado Parks and Wildlife webpage. In fact, right on the very front right now, and I also post this occasionally on my Facebook page, you have your COVID-19 page, which you guys update whenever there's a major change to what's going on with the way parks is approaching COVID. And people should check that before they go anywhere, because it may require you to change your plans, or it may open something up to you that you didn't know you could do. So you want to take advantage of that. And fishing, we've been talking earlier this hour about the number of new fishing participants out there. Fishing is just taken off across the country. And a lot of people are getting back into it or starting it for the first time. But there's tremendous resources on Parks and Wildlife's pages, too, the Fishing Atlas and the Fishing Report. There's just you just have unlimited resources if you want to spend a little time going over the website.
Absolutely. And you know, again, like you said, and thank you, we are trying to keep people as informed as possible. They're right on the homepage. But, you know, if you kind of know what you want to do from an activity perspective, we have tons of resources by activity on our website as well. And so fishing's one. I heard you mention the free fishing weekend coming up here the first weekend of June. So we're always excited about that. And maybe you could start planning ahead. You know, I heard that it's going to be a little bit rainy here potentially in the Denver area tomorrow. Maybe make some plans and plan ahead for that free fishing weekend. Figure out where you might like to go. And you can see right on our fishing app, which we also have available for your phone, or our Fishing Atlas online, you can look and find out what trails are accessible, family-friendly, how far in you might have to hike. So there's all kinds of great ways that you can kind of plan your next fishing trip online as well.
No, there really is. I'll leave open you for any last comments, and then we're going to wrap it up, Rebecca.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of those things where, you know, we're all excited to get outside. It's the kickoff to summer, but it necessarily looks a little bit different this year. And so, you know, we hope people are certainly heeding the advice to fully pack out everything that they pack in. We hope people are making sure that they're keeping their distance and not trying to, you know, sort of break orders and congregate in large groups. And we hope that everybody has a little bit of patience and a little bit of grace with each other, because we're all feeling that pressure. We're all looking for a little bit of stress relief, and the outdoors is the best place to do it. But as you mentioned, it might be a little bit crowded and look a little bit different this year. So certainly have a little bit of patience and grace with each other out there.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, you do a great job and great information. And I think the message we want to leave with folks is we want you outdoors. We want you enjoying this. We want to help you. This show and your agencies want to make it better, but we're bound by certain things, and let's make sure we all work together to make it work. Thanks a lot, Rebecca.
Absolutely, Terry.
Rebecca Farrell from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. We'll take a quick time out on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business, so should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.